Today is Tuesday, the 25th of July, 2017, and you have tuned in to the Geeky Gay Personal Journal podcast of one Mr. Adam J. Burns. Would you like my social security number now or anything else? I don't know why I just gave everything, but I'm not going to bleep it out. That is my name. And that is my name. And so there, blah, blah, blah. Well, I got a lot of feedback on the last episode. And and it was the one late, what was it called? Dreaming or dream a little dream or dream state or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, I got a whole lot of feedback on that. And thank you guys for, a whole lot. So Joey Buhecker texted me and said it was a really good show. And I got an email that I'm going to go ahead and read now from another listener who shall remain nameless, because that listener asked to remain nameless. So I'm going to go ahead and remain them nameless. But let's go ahead and read that. So it says, I have several of those guys. One was named Victor and the other was Jim. Both were supposed to be friendships, but we kept crossing those lines. Then they would become abusive. Regardless, both of them were toxic people and we were toxic for each other, even as friends. I still think of them on their birthdays each year and used to try to look them up online and on social media sometimes just to see how they were doing. But of course, both of them have very common names. Last I heard, one tried to go straight, but still is on gay hookup apps, and the other fell even deeper into his victim psychosis. Last time I heard from him, he was one toe dip away from the conspiracy theorist pool, saying things that made no sense. I want nothing to do with them for myself and my self-esteem and peace of mind, but I still think of them on occasion and wish them well, just far away from me. Attached is a song that makes me think of relationships like the one you mentioned. And he says, it's cool to read this on the air. Please just omit my name. Thanks. Well, thank you, omitted name. I'm not going to play the song because I try to keep this show fairly short, but maybe I'll play the song at the end. That's what I'll do. I'll play the song at the end. And if you guys want to hear the song, then you can listen at the end. And anyway, thank you for that. So I did want to say a couple of things about that. So Phil was never abusive. It was fun. It was good while it lasted. But I just think that, you know, the thing was, after it was over, then I started to second guess myself. Well, maybe it was just because I had all that money. You know, it started out innocently enough. You know, it started out as, you know, we were on a train and we both had this attraction, you know, and whatever. And it was exciting because we were on a train and it was this weird, you know, who does that? I mean, you know, and everything. And for me, it was really exciting because, you know, I love attention and I love people to want me. And so the fact that, you know, I go to the bathroom and then I come back and all of a sudden this guy is sitting next to me on the train, you know, and I don't know. So, you know, it was a exciting thing for sure. But it's just when it was over, it was like, was this ever a real thing for him? And did he just want money or did he just want trips or did he just want, I don't know. So I don't know. But, you know, it is what it is. And you have those people in your life that you always wonder, oh, what happened to them? And it was just strange that I had this dream. But anyway, thank you for the email. And those of you who want to hear the song that reminds him of those types of relationships, you can listen at the end of the episode. So I do have another email that I wanted to read that I kept forgetting to read. And I do really appreciate it when you guys email me. So by all means, email me and I will read them, I promise. Even if I forget the episode after you email, I will definitely read them at some point. So John wrote, listening to episode 72 of Geeky Gay, and I heard that you were having issues with fever blisters, cold sore. The first product I recommend is Carmex. Using this regularly has prevented breakouts for years for me. Another option, if you can get your hands on it, a prescription of acyclovir will prevent breakouts. It also helps stop a breakout if you don't want to take it regularly, or if you didn't want to take it regularly. I usually eat dinner after 9 p.m. My boyfriend and I usually take a nap together after our individual jobs, so we'll end up eating after that. I know you probably already read these responses, but thought I'd put my two bits in. Anywho, loving the show. Chat at you later. And John, thank you for your email. So I'll give you guys a little bit of an update on the fever blister front, because I know how entertaining is that. You know, Big Fatty may talk about his going grocery shopping on Wednesdays to the Vons East, but he's not talking about fever blisters, I tell you that much. Anyway, so I'll give you guys an update, because I am so afraid of doctors. Like, I do, because my thing about doctors is you only ever get bad news. I mean, you never get good news. Who gets good news at the doctor? You go there and you've got some weird thing, you know, or some weird spot that they want to check out, or that, I don't know. I know that's, I'm a very pessimistic person. And so I just have this fear, you know. And so anyway, but I was like, okay, I've got this. I had a little spot, two little spots on my face. And I was pretty sure they were nothing. But back when I was in college, I had a spot that was precancerous that I had to have removed off my head. And so anytime little spots come up, you know, and I had gotten a lot of sunburns recently and everything, and I thought, oh, I should really go to the dermatologist. But I'm so, at one point I thought, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to go to a hypnotist. I'm going to go to one of those hypnotherapy places, and I'm going to say, I want you to hypnotize away my fear of doctors so that I can go and like get things checked out. Because I'm like, oh my God, a mole came up, I'm going to die of cancer, you know, or, oh my God, I've got, you know, it's just, and so instead of going and just getting stuff checked out and like, you know, dealing with it, I'm like, oh, well, just keep your head in the sand, whatever. So I finally was like, okay, I'm going to go to the dermatologist. And so I looked online, I was like, oh, dermatologist in my area, blah, blah, blah. And so I found a dermatologist in my area and I set up an appointment. And so I set up the appointment and it was for a Monday morning at 8 a.m. or 8:15. And they said, get there a little bit early to fill out the paperwork, et cetera. So, and I told them, you know, I've got two spots on the side of my face. I'm like, even if they're nothing, for vanity's sake, I would like to remove them. Because I don't like moles on face. I mean, I'm vain. I'm sorry. So I was like, even if it's nothing, I want to get rid of these things. And so might as well get them checked out. And because of the emails, because I had gotten a text message, either an email or a text message from Hannah. I don't even remember. And Hannah, I am so sorry if I didn't read that on the air, or if maybe it was another conversation that we had had. But Princess Hannah emailed me, and maybe I did read it and I just don't remember. But if I didn't, I apologize. But I'm talking about it now. So Hannah also emailed me and John emailed me, and they both recommended that I take medication for the fever blisters. So I was like, you know what, since I'm going to be at a dermatologist, I might as well get that checked out ask them about that as well. So I went to the dermatologist, I filled out the paperwork, I went in, and thank God they don't have to weigh you, because I've been on this break from my diet for a few weeks and I was so afraid that, you know, I've gained weight, and I always weigh naked. But when you go to the doctor, they don't strip you down before they weigh you. They weigh you with all your shoes on and your socks and your underwear and your jeans and everything else that's heavy. And then it seems like you're 3 or 4 pounds heavier than you even are. And I would have been depressed. So anyway, for those of you who want to know, dermatologists do not weigh you or take your blood pressure or do anything like that before you go in. So I go in the little room. And you talk to the person who enters. You don't talk to the doctor first. You know, you talk to the assistant or whatever. I don't know if it's a nurse or if it's like, I don't know what they are. But anyway, you talk to them. They enter in your symptoms or whatever in a little iPad or whatever it is. And then I'm waiting. And then the doctor comes in. And so she talks to me and I tell her, yeah, I've got these two little things that I want to get removed and checked out. And I wanted to know if you could prescribe something for fever blisters. I'm like, you know, I get them and I've gotten one both times I've been out in the sun recently. And I think it's, you know, that sun is bringing these on. So she's like, oh, yeah, I can do that. So she wrote me a prescription and she said, you can take one a day to help prevent outbreaks. Or if you start feeling tingling, you can do 2 a.m, 2 p.m, or 2 a.m, 2 p.m. on the day that you start feeling the tingling. And that will, you know, that will, I don't know, that'll help. So I haven't started taking it yet, but I did get it. And but the other thing about the dermatologist is there was one thing. She's like, it's nothing, but I can freeze it and it'll come off. So that's that one's already gone. So that one, within about a week, it scabbed up and came off. The other one, she's like, okay, well, I think this one's fine, but I want to get it. I want to do a biopsy and just check it out. So I'm still waiting on the results of that one. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit nervous. Even though she said, like, it's probably nothing. And even if it is, it looks like something that we could just go in and make sure we removed all the cells, you know, that were weird. And that's all you'd have to do. You wouldn't have to, even if it was, you know, something. So I think it's going to be fine. But she said I would know within 2 weeks. So sometime this week, I should get something in the mail, or if they need me to come back in, it would be a phone call. But so I was thinking, you know, I didn't even know if my insurance covered this. And I was thinking, oh, it'll be like $150, $200, you know, no big deal. So even if insurance doesn't cover it, I'll just, you know, I'll pay it. No big deal. Whatever. I convinced myself to go to the doctor. I'm gonna pay for it. So I get, and all she does a little of that. When they freeze something, they like spray that nitrous oxide or whatever that stuff is, that liquid nitrogen. Oh, that's what it is. And they spray that stuff on there and that freezes it. She did that. She deadened and cut off the little other thing. And then she wrote me a prescription and that was it. And that probably took all of like 15 minutes to do all of that. And I go out to the front. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to settle up. And they're like, oh, it doesn't look like your insurance is going to cover this because you haven't met your deductible yet. And so I was like, oh, no big deal. And then they go, and because of all the stuff she did, it's going to be $407. And I was like, what? Anyway, so I pulled out my credit card. I'm like, well, at least I'm going to get flight miles for this on Delta. So that'll help ease the sting a little bit. So I paid it. But then when I got back to work, I was thinking, you know, I have this what's called a HRA or an HSA where Walmart, they put in a little bit of money every year that I can use before I have to pay my deductible. So I can, you know, I can, even though my deductible hasn't been met, I have this little bit of a cushion and I never go to the doctor, like ever. And so I was like, I've got a balance of like, I don't know, $750 or no, like over $1,000, I was thinking. And so sure enough, I logged on to my health website and I had a balance of $1,750. So I called them and they said, yeah, that should have totally covered it. Anyway, so that's all taken care of. They refunded me. And so I didn't have to pay anything. It was my insurance covered it. Well, my HRA balance covered it. So we'll see. I'll let you guys know if I'm dying of like some horrible skin cancer or something. But I did. I and now I've got this prescription for fever blisters. So maybe I'll never get one ever again. I hope not. So the other thing I wanted to talk about, two other things I wanted to talk about on this episode that are all kind of mundane, but, you know, again, it's a personal journal podcast. But the first is Ricky Burton, who has a show called Foul Monkeys. If you guys haven't listened to it, you should go to, I believe it's foulmonkeys.com and subscribe. But he has been raving about this thing called an Instapot or Instant Pot. I don't even know, but it's a mixture of like a slow cooker and a pressure cooker. So it does everything a slow cooker or a crock pot will do, plus it does pressure cooking. And the other day when Amazon was having their Prime Day, their Instant Pot was on sale, or the Instant Pot was on sale. And so Ricky, I kid you not, Ricky tweeted out, hey everybody, you guys should go over to Amazon right now and buy this Instant Pot. And what did I do? I went over and I was like, oh, I love to cook. I want one of these. And so I bought this Instant Pot. And so last night, so I've tried a couple of things in it. I tried chili, because normally when I cook chili, I will let chili cook for a few hours just to get all the flavors kind of melded together. So I've been doing chili in a crock pot recently and doing it on like a lower temperature and just cooking it all day while I'm at work, because I like getting all the flavors, you know, really, really melded together. And so I was able to cook that same chili in about 30 minutes. And it tasted the same. It was very good. And then last night I did an Asian pork dish, a Japanese pork dish, and it had ginger and garlic, and it was supposed to have mirin, but I learned something. Mirin is, if you don't have mirin, which is a, I'm going to get this wrong, but I believe it's a Japanese sweet, like a rice wine, But if you want to mimic that, you can take like a white cooking wine and mix sugar with it. And so I did that. I soy sauce. There was supposed to be sake, but I left that out. A little bit of water and some other stuff. I don't have the recipe in front of me. Sorry. I wasn't planning on doing a cooking segment, but I did that. And then you sear your pork. I just did a pork loin. You caramelize some onions, and then you put the pork, you slice up the pork, you put it back in, you pour that ginger sauce over it, and then you pressure cook it only for like 6 minutes. So, and then you let it naturally, the steam release naturally, which takes 10 minutes. So in like 16 minutes, so 20 minutes, I had this really good like Japanese pork that I actually did it over noodles instead of rice. And I added plums and cilantro because I thought it would be good. And it was. It turned out to be really good. But the next time I do it, I want to do peaches or peach preserves or like peach jam with the ginger and cilantro. I think that'll be really good with the pork. So I'll let you guys know. But that was just like a spur of the moment, like, purchase. And it's going to now replace the rice cooker, which Mark has. It's going to replace the crock pot. And I haven't had a pressure cooker in a long time. So it's going to be something that I can experiment around with and try out different recipes. So that'll be cool. But so the other thing that I wanted to talk about really quickly while I play the closing music is Big Brother. Now, we're at the end of the show, and I saved it to the end of the show because this is going to be a spoiler. But I watch Big Brother. So here I am getting to be a little bit like Big Fatty, right? Because I watch Big Brother, and I'm doing like a Big Brother recap. But I just want to talk to you guys about Big Brother just for a second. I grew up in the South with all of these men that were so like serious and intimidating and couldn't have fun. And oh, there, you know, there's a certain way to be masculine, and you know, you have to act a certain way, and you don't smile, and you just, you know, you always have a frown on your face and all of this stuff, right? I grew up around this, you know, these good old boys that like, you know, and so it was very difficult being gay around that. And I mean, I got used to it because that's how a lot of the guys are in the South. You know, they have this, oh, if you're a man, you've got to act a certain way. So Big Brother this year, when they introduced Cody, who's like this Marine, who is the biggest butthole. And he seems to me to be one of those guys that like, you know, oh, I've got to act a certain way. I'm, you know, I can't smile. I've got to be intimidating. I've got to be like mean to everyone. I've got to be, you know, there's this manly, you know, whatever. He always has a scowl on his face. He never smiles. He's horrible. Like, I cannot stand him. Cannot stand him. And I want to say, I didn't like Paul in his first season. But now I'm like a big fan of Paul because there's Paul and then there's Cody. They're kind of the alphas in the house, and I do not want Cody to win. And then this Jessica chick who just clings on to Cody because they both look like models. Ugh, it drives me so crazy. Anyway, so I was so happy when they were able to vote out Cody. I was like, oh, Cody was so stupid. And they were able to vote him out. Thank God. I don't have to deal with Cody anymore. He is a horrible person. He reminds me of all of those horrible men that I had to deal with when I was growing up. And I don't have to deal with him anymore. Thank God. And then, of course, Big Brother, you know, and I guarantee you, the whole battle back thing that they did, because they, you know, Cody goes, three other people go, and Julie's like, oh, we're going to have a battle back. And so one of you is going to get the chance to come back. The day that they announced they were going to have the battle back is the day that Cody was voted out. And he was the third person voted out. So you're just 3 weeks into the show. And I guarantee you, they're like, no, Cody causes too much drama in the house. We've got to get him back. We've got to get him back, you know, and we've got to do it soon because, you know, he's really good at challenges, and we'll set it up in just a way. And I think they set it up so that he would be the one to win the challenges. And I think they announced it as early as they did because they wanted him specifically to be back. And I can't stand him. I cannot stand him. I don't want him to be back. It's horrible. And Jessica, what did she do as soon as he comes back? She's like, kissy, kissy, kissy all over him. And they're back together, you know, trying to run the show, the two of them, the two models in the house. By the way, Jessica looks like Ariana Grande. I don't know if anyone else has noticed that, but she looks a lot like Ariana Grande. So, well, all right. There is my update for Tuesday, everyone. Maybe I'll try to have more of those reflective episodes where I tell stories of my past, since you guys liked the ex-boyfriend story. We'll see how that goes. But anyway, for more information, you can go over to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more shows that are GLBT and GLBT friendly over at pride48.com. I will see you guys later. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Spring's around to stay, so you wake up on a cold, rainy morning and wonder what on earth became of May. Blackberry winter only lasts a few days, just long enough to get you feeling sad. When you think of all the love that you wasted on someone whom you never really had. I'll never get over losing you, but I've had to learn that life goes on. And the memories grow dim, like a half-forgotten song, till a blackberry winter reminds me you are gone. And I get so lonely, most of all in springtime. I wish I could enjoy the 1st of May, but I know it means that blackberry winter is not too far away. But I've had to learn memories grow dim, like a half-forgotten song, till a blackberry winter reminds me you are gone. I get so lonely, most of all in springtime. I wish I could enjoy the 1st of May, but I know it means that blackberry winter is not too far away. Cold, lonely blackberry winter is here. Here to stay.